But let's go back to the Malach of Borer that we have been learning. And we noted in our youth that there is a Machlekes HaRishonim as to whether Borer can be violated with two Eichlim or whether you need objective Psoles. No? Tosis points out that Eichel Mitoich Eichel is also going to be an Iser Borer. And Tosis explains that the reason why there's an Iser Borer is because the thing that I want is called Ochel, and the thing that I don't want is called Psoles. That means that for Tosfos, there is Borer by Beis Minei Ochlim, because it's really two types of Ochlim is Psoles. Oh my gosh. I don't know what's going on. Like, I told you, I had it right. Basically, two mini Ochlim, according to Tosis, means that one of them is a Psoles. That's Tosis Ishita. Rashi, however, says, that you need what we call objective Psoles. So far, so good? Now, L'cha'ira, it's not 1,000,000% mavur in Rashi. I think Jonathan, during Seder, was trying to say, and where do you see that Rashi disagrees? Where do you see Rashi disagrees? Like, so, basically, we're trying to say, the fact that Rashi has a girsa, mine oichlem, as opposed to shnei mine oichlem, but like, come on, if not for the fact that there's a taisis, would you see anything in Rashi? So, I said, I think, and I still say it, take a look at Kuf Lamed Tesam Beis going up to Kuf Mem. Right, there's a Mishnah on Kuf Lamed Tes where the Mishnah says that Nosnim Beitza B'Mesanenes Shel Chardal. You can put an egg in a mushroom strainer. Apparently, when you put the egg into the, not mushroom, the mustard strainer, you put an egg into a mustard strainer, and that will separate the yellow from the white. Zok the Gemara, bottom line, Kuf Lamites on the base, at the top of Kuf Mem Amar Aleph, Tani Yaakov Karcha, Lefisha Ein Oisin Osa Ela Legivoy. The reason why it's mutter is because you're only doing it for color. Yeah, so why is it mutter? Right? In other words, what I'm doing is I want that egg to somehow color the mustard. By the way, we're going to have to discuss at some point, is this a malach of tzeveya? No? Yellow mustard, the golden's good stuff, whatever it is, shouldn't it be tzeveya? Hold that kasha. But what's the heter? So what if it's only ligivun? Look at Rashi. Top of Kuf Mem. Givun is Mar'eh. Shachelmon yafel givun below hachelbon. The chelbon is the white. The white is not good for the color. The yellow is. Hilkach. Idi v'idi eichel hu. Ve'en kan breiras psoiles me eichel. Zot Rashi. Therefore, the heter is because they are both ochel. And there's no breira of psoles from ochel. So what Rashi is saying about the chardal is there is no borer of psoles. I would argue that maybe Rashi means that the definition of borer involves objective psoles. Mekevon, that there is no objective psoles, because they are both ochel, the yellow of the egg and the white of the egg is both ochel, therefore it's not a problem. Yes?
Even without Rashi, isn't that the plain meaning of the Gemara, which would seem to be a problem for the Yerushalmi and Tosfos?
It's the plain meaning of the Gemara. So, okay, so then the Gemara is a kasha on Taisus. So how else can I learn this Gemara? I'll throw this question right back at you. The Gemara seems to be saying that the egg yellow is also an eichel. It's givon. It's not boreh because it's givon. Yeah. So why is it not boreh? Well, nice, I want the yellow. And according to Tosfos, shouldn't I say that when I want the yellow, by definition, that makes it that the yellow is the eichel and the white is the psoila, so then I violated boreh, and this is with a kli, right? Shemamish be an iser of boreh. How would Tosfos learn this Gemara? So I think if I understand the way it works, I think the egg yellow is like slipperier than the egg white. So the egg yellow goes through the strainer and it ends up getting onto the mustard and it makes yellowish mustard. So I want my mustard to be yellower.
Taking out the yellow thing, which
is everyone. But I'm doing it all day a kli. So it shouldn't really be a problem. I'm not doing it biyad.
It's not a tarovis.
And why not? Right? So I think there's another way, though, of learning this Gemara. And the other way of learning the Gemara, perhaps, right? This Gemara on Kuf Mem, that Rigi Vun, perhaps you could say that it's called Min Echot. Egg white, egg yellow is all same egg. Min Echot, by definition, there is no Boirer. Boirer requires Shnei Minim. Perhaps we could learn that the yesod of this Gemara is that boireh requires shnei minim. Gershon.
If your result is two different products.
What?
If your result of the of being vara is two different products.
Two different parts.
They look different.
It's the same min, no boireh.
They look like different things.
Same min, no boireh.
Does anyone say this?
What?
Does any Rishon say this?
Trumas Hadeshin, if he's a Rishon.
Ramah is not
a Rishon, but he says it.
How could they be more of one min than, for instance, wheat kernel tech and chaff?
So I would argue that the chaff is objective psoilas, in that it's garbage. No one, you're from Boston, garbage. Right? No one does anything with it.
Oranges and their peel.
Orange peels? I don't know. You can do something. Again, like, I don't want to get bogged down now in a detailed question. I'm just suggesting that Rashi has an easy way of learning the Gran Kuf Mem. Rashi doesn't say, I need objective psoilus. If you hold that psoilus doesn't have to be objective, so then the way to learn the Gemara, perhaps, is going to be that min echad is not boireh, and egg white and egg yellow is min echad. Look back at Tosfos on Ayin Dalet. Taisus on Ayin Dalet. Hayulafanu Shnei Minei Eichlin. Taisus says the one that I want is the Ochel. The one that I don't want is the Psolus. The carrots is the Ochel. The peas is the Psolus. Is Tosus saying that the definition of a Borer is when there's Ochel and Psolus that creates Borer? Or maybe Tosfos is saying something a little different. Tosfos is saying that the fact that one is Ochel and one is Psolus is Koveah, that they are Shnei Minim. And by definition, Boirer needs Shnei Minim. Lashon HaGemara. Hayolafon of Shnei Minei Eichlem. No? Minim. Minim. It's possible to say that there is only Boirer if you have two Minim. And Boirer is not a din in separating Psylus from Eichel automatically. Boirer is a din in separating one min from another min. Let me just finish the thought, then I'll take your question. The Trumas Hadeshen, who was the Trumas Hadeshen? When and where did he live? Before Moshe Rabbeinu, after? Okay? Trumas Hadeshen is Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin. He was one of the Rebbeim of the Rambah. He is a 13th century, early 14th century Rishon. The Trumas Hadeshen is the highest batting average of anyone. 1,000. Every single Trumas Hadeshen makes it to Shulchan Aruch. Every single one. That's impressive. Very high batting average. Trumas Hadeshen wrote the Shilas himself. No one asked him questions. Right? So someone, or I don't know, he writes an essay about if you have a plate of chicken, and some of the pieces are bigger, and some of the pieces are smaller. Is that considered boirer? Says the Trumas Hadeshen, it's not boirer. Because to be boirer, you need shnei minim. It has to be two separate types. This makes it to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, shin yotes se'ev gimel. Koshu min echad afal pi sheborer chatichos gedolos mitoch ketanos lo mikre breira. If whenever you are separating, even if you're separating big pieces from small pieces, but if it's min echad, it's not borer. The Ramah quotes that Trumas Hadeshen, all is grand. And the Chaora, that's what we shot in the Gemara Kufmem. This is probably also the pshat in the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Aleph. Gemara on Kuf Lamed Aleph is very similar. It's talking about being misanein chardal. I'm straining now not the egg but the mustard. The Gemara says this is mechzi keboyer. Right? Ein misanein chardal because it's mechzi keboyer. Why is it not real boirer? Why is it only Mexico boirer? The answer might be, Tosfos writes, because the psalus is also ro'i la'achila. Now, Jonathan asked, well, so if it's ro'i la'achila, if it's psalus, it's psalus. The answer might be that the psalus of the mustard is really a full-fledged food. It's roi l'achila, you could eat. It's not as geshmak as the other mustard stuff. Memela, it's min echad. And because it's min echad, so consequently, there cannot be borer. Min echad is categorically removed from borer. That's the way the Ramah, the Trumas Hadeshen, that's the way they all learn. Lecha Oira, Rashi can't learn like that, no? Rashi would have to say that Mechzika Boirer, I guess, because what? Since they're both really Oichlim, it's not real Boirer. Because Rashi need objective Psylas to be Boirer. Okay, be as it may.
Why can't you also say the Min Echad?
Because Rashi doesn't learn the Gemara Kuf Mem as Min Echad. Rashi says that by the egg, the white and the yellow is not boreh because it's not psolas. Kach katuv berashi. Kach katuv berashi.
You can also not more, where we are, it says minei, so it means been, like, that's happened before for it.
Again, can I take a shvua to Oraisa that this is what Rashi means? I don't know. I happen to think that this is a much more likely pshat in Rashi. And it fits.
Maybe also believes in Minnetha.
So here's the thing. The suggestion that maybe they disagree about two Nakudos is less likely than disagreeing about one Nakuda. Right? To say that, hey, what you're suggesting is, oh, maybe there's really 2 points of dispute between Rashi and everybody else. And Rashi says, Psoles has to be objective, and Rashi still says Minechar. Yeah, but like, once I say the Minechar, I don't have to hold the other. Like, you don't need both.
You're everyone agrees
with I don't think. Again, I think we'd have to talk this through with more Yishuv Hadas. But I think, so far I think we have something good in Rashi. And the Balei HaTosfos are saying that the definition of Borer is to Minim. Ochel and Psoles is a way of being Koveya, what is to Minim. But if I have something which is a Min, and you can't say it's not a Min. It's a Min, it's the same Min. So of course in that situation, the fact that I want one part of it, not another part, right? One is bigger, one is smaller, but afilu hachi, if it's one min, eichalem psoilis itself is secondary for Taisvis to being the fact that one is min A, the other is min B. Sir?
Tosfos 9 concludes by saying that Girsa the Rishalmi confirms his view. Girsa the Rishalmi is so it's even less about meaning than our person. But it is actually different when it comes to...
Again, the Yerushalmi... Whoa. So let's go slowly. There's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi. Is Tosfos bringing his raya from Chizkiya or from the sheet of Rabbi Avohu, whatever the next sheet in the Yerushalmi? There is a v'chuli in the Tosfos.
I think he quoted if that wasn't the reference.
No, Tosfos saying that I see from Yerushalmi that there's Borer by two Ochlem. Why? Because the one that I want is an Ochel, the one I don't want is a Psoles, and it's considered Shnei Minim. Right? Let me give you an example. Rushing is a mandolin, no? It's a famous Yiddish song. Rushing is a mandolin, I think, are almonds with raisins. It's like, is that 1 minute, 2 minute? Eat it together. Right? Tosfos is saying that's considered 2 minim because you only want one, you don't want the other.
He says that the, you know, the difference between our Gersa and the Gersa and the Rishami is revealing. Because it shows that when we say Shnei Mini Uchlim, they can both be Uchel.
Right.
That's what he's saying. It doesn't.
So, in other words, they're both Ochel, I'm still going to be Chayav. Nachon.
But
that doesn't mean they're both the same type of Ochel. They have to be different types of Ochelim to be Chayav.
Well, it's a reasonable division of our door, but it's less obvious than
Yerushalmi,
not more.
Bore Ochelim mitoch Ochelim. It really sounds like it's two different types of food. Okay, B'kitzur Ma'asa. Right? Let's go weiter. The Taz. The Rambam again paskin that there's no Boira Minachod. The Taz jumps up and down and the Taz spits wood and nickels. Right? And the Taz says, whoa. If, according to Tosfos, there is Boira unto Mini Eichlim, because one of them is called Ochel, the other is called Psoles. I have subjective definition of Psoles. If that's the case, says the Taz, even if there is Min Echad, right? The Taz writes, even if it's all the same Min, there still is Borer, because part of it is Eichel, part of it is Psoles. Let's say I have lettuce. Right, this is, if you look in the Magen Mishnah, Perek Aleph of Shvisos Asar Halacha Gimel, about the sugya of Knivas Yerek on Yom Kippurim. But if I have lettuce, and some of the lettuce leaves are like wilty or browner, and the rest of the lettuce leaves are green and beautiful, can I remove the wilty brown leaves from the good leaves? Says the Taz, no, you can't. Because wilty brown lettuce is psoles. Good geschmack green lettuce is ochel. Psoles ochel is bayer. Don't give me your shnei minim. It doesn't have to be two minim for the Taz. All it has to be is ochel psoles. Could be the same minim. And therefore, once ochel psoles are defined subjectively, so if I have a plate with big chicken pieces and small chicken pieces, I'm not allowed to remove the small chicken pieces to get to the big chicken pieces. Boreir for the Taz. There's boreir by minachad. Because subjectively I define what is ochel, what is psoas. Nachon?
He says it's like more of a reason to say there's boreir by minachad rather than shayim.
Zuck the Taz, yeah, finish it off. How come the Gemara says Shnei Minim?
Because it's a Chiddush to say Shnei Minim, because you might think, oh, since it's two Minim, they're more separate than one Min, and it's
correct.
Not a Taruvas, whatever that means.
Okay, so the Taz says that since you have peas and carrots, they look different, so I think it's not a Taruvas. You have to look very carefully. Oh, orange, green, pea, carrot. It doesn't matter. It's not really mixed together because they are separate. So there's a chiddush that even though it's shnei minim, still there's going to be bayir. That's the Taz. You see, ordinarily, both the Taz and the Trumas HaDesh assume that every word that appears in Shas is conveying a halachic significance. So if the Gemara says shnei minim, that's halachically significant. Why? Well, the Trumas HaDesh says it's halachically significant because if it's minachad no borer. The Taz says it's halachically significant that even though it's shnei minim, and I would have thought that it is not, right? And I would have thought that it's not a taroves, kamash malon, it still is a taroves. This is all in the Taz. Now, the Taz the Taz at the end brings a raya from matzah meal. It says in Shulchan Aruch that I'm allowed to grind up my matzah. Because ein tochein achar tochein. I'm allowed to grind my matzah because it was already ground once, and therefore it's not going to be a problem grinding it again. Am I allowed to separate the bigger, more coarse pieces of matzah meal from the smaller ones? So the Taz quotes that the Maharil in Hilchos Pesach writes, you're allowed to grind up the matzah on Yontif, because ein tchina achar tchina, ach yizoher shelo yivare ha-prurim ha-gedolim mitocha ketanim, ki iser boyer yesh ba'ayichon. You have to be careful not to separate the big, more coarse pieces of a matzah from the smaller ones, because there's going to be bayir in that case. Now, l'cha'ayra, this is a slam dunk raya that the Taz has. No, remember the Taz's shita is that there's bo'rer even b'minachot. So, okay, whether or not you read the Gemara that way, we could discuss, right? Got it. But l'chore, this Maharil that says that there is borer on the matzah meal, that's mamish araya. It's a raya that there's borer by min echad. How could we deflect this raya?
Isn't Yom Tov Borer different from regular Borer?
What?
Isn't Yom Tov Borer different from regular Borer?
So Yom Tov Borer and Shabbos Borer are similar enough. And by the way, in the Taz he continues that, you know what? That the Maharshal argues on the Maharil because he says, there's no Borer on Yom Tov. But on Shabbos he'd be masked and it's a problem. Right? That's all on the end of this Taz. The Taz and Sifkat and Beis. Like the halacha of Borer on Yom Tov is that you have to do it the easiest way. So if I have more Eichel than Psoilas, so I remove the Psoilas. If I have more Psoilas than Eichel, I remove the Eichel. And that's a din of Borer on Yom Tov, the way the Baal HaTosfos say it on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis. But Bekitra Maaseh, is there any way to deflect this raya of the Taz? The Taz brings the raya from Matzah meal, right? Isn't that a proof positive that there is Boyer with Min Echad? So
this is also Bor of the Otsar. So that's different.
Also Bor of what?
Bor of the Otsar. This is for a long term, not immediately.
I don't know if it's Bor of the Otsar. I'm not sure. You're right, if we're being Otsar, of course it's going to be a problem. But if I'm going to use them right away, let's say, it still is a problem. So I think the answer might be as follows. But to answer this well, you have to hang around the kitchen sometimes. Certain types of baked products require certain types of flour. Kneidlach require a thicker flour than other foods. Matzah meal also has different thicknesses. The reason why it's boirer is because, yeah, it's all coming from the same matzah, but there are two minim over here. Because one min is the type of matzah meal I use to make a knedel, and the other min is the type of matzah meal I use to make a birthday cake.
Then you have issues with the Gemara that we saw on Met about the egg. Because you want them for different things, for different purposes, which makes it apparently different.
So you're saying that if I'm right, so the egg would also, as I wanted to say, that the egg is min echad. So my guess would be, you're asking good, my guess might be that they sell different types of matzah meals in the store. I don't think anyone can sell just egg yolks. I don't think there's such a mitzias of a sale.
But there is egg whites you can buy.
Right. That's true. But no one sells just egg yolks. I don't know why not. I think I actually do. I think it's very hard to just do it. I don't know. Now the Ramah paskins that there's only Boirer B'Shnei Minim. Mishnah Brura quotes that although the Taz, Mishnah Brura Sifkan Tesvav, although the Taz disagrees, the majority of poskim follow the Ramah, not the Taz. What emerges from this conversation is as follows. If I wanted to tell you what is the boirer, so I have three shittos so far. Rashi shita requires real psoas. Tosfos says you need beis minim. And the Taz is going to say even min echad with psoas. In other words, according to Rashi, I need objective psoas. The Taz is subjective psoas to such an extent that even if there is min echad. The suffix of the Prima Godin that the Bi'ur Halacha quotes related to sorting. Sorting is as follows. Let's say I have sakum. Or sakum?
Forks, silverware, whatever.
Silverware, right? I think it's Rashi Tevot for sakinim, umazle goat, or something. Sakin kaf umazle. Sakum. Right? So, heiminahu oichel, heiminahu psaitas. It's not shayach to say that the fork is the oichel and the spoon is the psaitas. You need a fork, you need a spoon. You need both of them. Is there bayrear in the sense of sorting? Well, let's go slowly. If the definition of bayrear is tuminim, so then sorting involves tuminim. The fact that one is eichel, one's of psilas by the peas and the carrots is just a way of being koveya that this is now tuminim. But once I have tuminim, for sure there is bayrear according to the Tosfos. According to Rashi, for sure there is no bayrear. According to the Taz, also, for sure, what? There is no bayrear because there is no psilas at all. I would tell you, and this is not me, this is Reb Usher Weiss Shlita in his Sefer Simen Samach Vav. Reb Usher Weiss says, you know what? There's a machlokas between the Ramah, the Taz, Tosfos, and the Taz about whether the Hagdara of Borer involves Minim, or does the Hagdara of Borer not involve Minim, but it involves Psoilas. Is Psoilas a way of being Kaiveya? What's a Min? Right, that's like what we would call simen talk. Or is it a siva? Or do I assume that because it's psoilas, that's what creates bayrear? According to the Taz, that psoilas is the siva. So memela, by sorting, by my sakum, there's going to be no bayrear. But according to Tosfos, there is going to be bayrear because it is tumina. The Prima Gondim has a suffix about sorting. Right? The Bi'ur Halacha says, you know what, I'm convinced. Bi'ur Halacha says, I'm convinced that sorting is a problem. The Bi'ur Halacha writes, in Dibur HaMaseh, if Gimel, Dibur HaMaseh HaYu Lefanav, he says, the Prima Gunim is Mesupak, about Bireh Min Echa Mechaveh V'dayto Aliyah Shneem Ala Achar Zman, if it is Bireh, because Hey Oichel V'Hey Psailas, that's a suffix of the Prima Gunim, Lefi Anias Daiti, it's Poshas from the Rambam, that it is going to be Bireh, we'll talk about that maybe in a few minutes, Poshas from the Rambam, that's going to be Bireh. And then the Bi'ur Halacha sends you to the Taz and Sifkat in Yud Beis and the Prima Gadim there. Let's go slowly. Shulchan Aruch writes that the strainer of the mustard, you could put an egg in it. You're allowed to put an egg in it. Why? Taz, Sifkat in Yud Beis. Quotes from the tour that the reason why it's okay is because they're both eichlim. But says the Taz, that can't be really. Because even if it's min echad, there's going to be bayrear. So the Taz answers, the reason why there's no bayrear is because these are both eichel. In other words, the Taz in Sifkat in Yud Beis is proposing two understandings as to why the egg in the Misanenes Shacharidol is not bayrear. Understanding one is it's all min echad. Taz says that can't be because I said that even by min echad there is boimer. Rather, the Taz says the reason why there's no boimer is because you want both of them. I want the yellow to add color, and I want the white to eat later. So it's sorting between two eichlim. And the Taz holds that there is no boimer on sorting. Because for the Taz to have a din boimer, it has to be selecting eichel from psilas. If they're both ochel, not boimer. That's the Taz. So basically what we have, okay, is three shittos so far. Nachon?
Where does the Trumas Adeshin fit?
The Trumas Adeshin is the Rambah, which is a read, one read of the Taisus. It's not a Mukhrach read of the Taisus. The Taz has a different read of the Taisus. But the Trumas Adeshin's read of the Taisus is that, oh, it's a din in two minim. Yes, sir? So that's a good kasha. So look at the Taz, the end of Sifkat in Yud Beis. I might want to talk about this tomorrow if I'm in a good mood. But where in Shas do you ever see Borer by non-foods? That's your kasha. So the Taz says, I have a Gemara. The Gemara speaks about a person who makes a chalta, a person who makes a certain type of basket. How many malachos can you violate? The basket is a non-food item. According to many, there's a malach of boirer involved. Therefore, says the Taz, that's a source that there's boirer non-food items. Good?
Look at
the Taz if cutting your days for tomorrow. The Rambam has a nusach which sounds like one thing, and the Mechaber quotes the Rambam, but the Ramah adds two words in the middle which create a totally different meaning. If I read the Rambam on its own, the Rambam tells me, Halacha Yud Gimel, Perchas Halacha Yud Gimel, if you have two foods that are mixed together, you have two foods, you could separate one from the other, providing you're eating it right away. The Rambam does not tell me which food I'm moving from which. You get an impression I could move either the one that I do want or the one that I don't want. It doesn't matter. For the Rambam, if they are both eichlim, I can sort them, providing I'm going to eat it right away. So, I have jelly beans. I'm going to eat all the colors of the jelly beans for sure, no? Because all jelly beans are geschmack, no? Besides black. We'll have to disagree about this. All jelly beans are good besides black. So, I separate my jelly beans into different piles. That's fine for the Rambam. It's oichel mi oichel. Even though I don't want the black ones, but I'm going to separate the blacks from the whites or whatever, providing I'm going to be eating it right away, it's okay. I'll be eating the yellow ones right away. That's fine. That's the Rambam. Pashtus in the Rambam, it doesn't matter whether I move the oichel or the psalmas. But the Ramah adds two words in the Rambam. The Rambam adds the words umeiniach hasheni. The fact that he says umeiniach hasheni means the other one, implying the one that you don't want. Meaning, I'm not allowed to move the one that I don't want. In Rav Rimon Sefer, footnote 7 in Boimer, he points out that the pashtus in the Rambam is that the Rambam has a different definition of Borer than the rest of humanity. We, until now, have been talking about Borer in Psoilas or Min, right? That's what we've been talking about. And if it means Psoilas, does have to be objective Psoilas. But the Rambam's definition of Borer is sorting. Sorting while Achar is found as Borer. They could both be Eichel, but that still is Borer, according to the Rambam.
So what the Rambam is really saying is, right, that the halacha of Borer is sorted. That's it. Right?
Ocha me ocha. You move one from the other, that is Borer, according to the Rambam.
It's funny that the Bir Halacha quotes a suffix of the Prima Gadim about sorting. And he says, oh, obviously you're Chayim, because the Rambam says you're Chayim. Hello? But the suffix of the Prima Gadim is basically between this approach and this approach. The Bir Halacha, in resolving that suffix, is bringing something from deep left field. He's bringing the sheet of the Rambam that L'cha'ora is working with a totally different set of assumptions than all the other Shitos. Everyone else assumes that you need Psoilas for Borer. That's a given. For the Rambam, no. I don't need Psoilas for Borer. There's Borer with two Ochlam. The Rambam is working with a different set of definitions. It's a little bit shver, L'cha'ora, that the Bir HaLocha would bring a Raya to the suffix of the Prima Gadim from the Rambam, that not only is not used, but even when the Machaber quotes the Rambam, the Mishnah Brura, Magen Avram, everybody says, reinterpret that Rambam. Okay, so these are some of our thoughts. And we should go and daven mincha.